It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Bill Radke. In November, Eli Sanders, editor of the Seattle Stranger, walked into the local offices of Facebook and Google and hand-delivered a letter requesting information on political ads targeting Washington residents. You know, Washington state law requires that information be made public. But Facebook and Google never disclosed how much campaigns were spending on political ads here locally. And now, Washington State's Attorney General is suing Facebook and Google. This is a case that could change what you know about the political ads that target you online. So here to explain is The Stranger's Eli Sanders. Welcome back, Eli.
Thanks for having me on.
First of all, why didn't Facebook and Google release the information that you asked for politely in this hand-delivered letter?
That is a very good question. And 6 months later, I still don't have an answer. But now, at least, I have the Attorney General of Washington on my side and the side of the law and the side of the people's right to know this information.
Why do we need to know more about political ads on Facebook and Google?
Because currently, we do not know enough. And in some cases, we don't know anything.
Can you give us an example? Like, what's an ad I might see and what don't I know and I want to know?
Sure. Let me start in a different realm. Let's start with radio. If I walk into KUOW, where I am right now, and say I'd like information on someone who has paid for a political ad targeting a Seattle election, I can get it right now. I can do that at King 5. I can do that at Como or Cairo TV. I can do it at local television stations, obviously, and newspapers. I can do that at the Seattle Times. In fact, in my reporting, I have done that to check on the funder of a certain political ad. So we think that's important to be able to do. We think disclosure in political ads is important so that you can know who is paying for this message that is trying to influence me. It's a way of being able to think more critically about the information that you're being given, and that's important to democracy. We need an informed public. If you're not aware of the source of your information, you're not well informed.
Okay. So I'm on Facebook or Google, and what's the ad I see, and what do I want to know and deserve to know about that ad?
Well, let's take the Seattle head tax fight, because right now there are ads on Facebook that have been running about the head tax and the campaign to get a referendum to repeal the head tax. That's obviously a really contentious issue. People have a lot of things to say about it, and there are people with agendas who might want to mislead you about it or rile you up in a misleading way. And so if you saw an ad on Facebook about the Seattle head tax, you would want to be able to know, who is this ad targeting? Who exactly is paying for this ad? And you would want to know how much they're paying. How many people exactly have seen this ad? And right now, even with Facebook's new political ad archive that they rolled out in May in response to criticism nationally of their lack of transparency in political advertising, even with Facebook's new political ad archive, you don't get all of that information that I've described. And all of that information, they are required by state law to disclose.
Do you know of a Facebook or Google ad, a pro or con about the Seattle employee head tax that is either misleading or designed to rile me up, as you say?
I don't have one right now that I can throw out in front of you. But if you want an example of misleading ads on Facebook that affected an election, take the U.S. presidential election of 2016. That's why we're talking about this. That's why I walked into Facebook and Google's offices in Seattle in November and December of 2017. Like a lot of Americans, I was still sitting here kind of stewing about what had happened. I was hearing about the Russian manipulation of our democracy and of our elections. And I was worried about the fact that a foreign country, was able to buy political ads, target them at Americans over social media, and not have to disclose anything about that. And so then I learned about the existence of the laws here in Washington State, and I walked into those companies with the law in hand and said, hey, I'd like you to start disclosing information about just local ads. It was a way of testing and trying to enforce compliance, and they didn't comply, and now here we are with the Attorney General suing them. But there's no lack of examples of why it's a bad thing for social media political ads to not be labeled as ads and to not have their funders and targeting information disclosed.
I'd rather know more, right? If you're telling me, hey, do you want to know more or less? I'd say more. But give me an example of why it matters that there could be misleading or riling up ads regarding the Seattle, in the local example, sure. Head tax. Okay. Why does that matter?
Let's go back to the Seattle head tax. And I'm talking about a not very far-fetched hypothetical here. I don't have these actual ads in front of me. But let's say that as we have seen in issues and debates around the country, people in the head tax debate are trapped in their filter bubbles. They're just experiencing a reality and an information download that they get from their Facebook news feed, right? And someone on the repeal the head tax side has said, okay, I've realized that really white men in North Seattle who own a home and have kids and have lived in Seattle for three decades are my target audience if I want to get people upset about the head tax. And I'm going to aim an ad on Facebook, which you can do, just at them. And I'm going to tell them that the head tax is a tax on their personal income, right? Or I'm going to suggest it, mm-hmm. which is not true, mm-hmm. but is out there being suggested sometimes by the head tax proponents, right? And the signature gatherers. We've reported on that at The Stranger. So there's a misleading ad, right? Mm-hmm. And it's targeted just at white men in North Seattle who fit some other demographic criteria. And I live in South Seattle. And I want to know, you know, that someone is trying to influence a debate in my city with this misleading ad. How would I know that ad exists if I wasn't able to go to Facebook and say, show me all the ads, not just the ads that are targeted me living in South Seattle, being, you know, a 40-year-old journalist, but targeted at everyone in whatever, you know, section or zip code of the city.
And a pro head tax group might target an ad at somebody very different, implying that Amazon pays no taxes
right.
in this city.
Right, yeah. Which is not true. They do pay some taxes.
Yeah. Okay. So as you suggested, Facebook and Google, well, Facebook, I know, has said that they have this new tool that they are helping you. They are committed to transparency. There's paid for by labels on political issued ads. There's a searchable archive of ads that tell you how much money was spent on an ad, how many people saw it, broad demographic information about the audience. Is that what you want?
It is a start. Now, let's be clear that the Facebook political ad archive just launched in May, and it is only for political ads from May of 2018 going forward. So that's a good thing, but it's a response to a bad thing, which was the total absence of a political ad archive, or what we would call in other media realms a public file, where you can go and see all the political ads. And what the Attorney General is suing Facebook for and suing Google for, and Google, by the way, completely lacks a political ad archive. But what he's suing them for is the failure to disclose ads going back to 2008. So this is a decade of failing to comply with Washington State's really forward-thinking election law, which has been on the books since the 1970s. And if these companies had cared to notice, they would have known that. And
a more stringent law than federal law?
It is.
So that's why it matters to have a local case that, in other words, they could be forced to comply with a more stringent local law than they would have to if people
yes.
like, if Washington State weren't suing them?
Yes. Let me clarify a few things. Local elections are regulated by local authorities. So mm-hmm. this law in Washington State will not affect, say, ads for Congress, even
right.
in Washington State.
Right.
But yes, at the federal level, you might have heard about the Honest Ads Act, right? This is Congress's attempt to do something about the Russian interference and to make political ads on Facebook more transparent in federal elections. Guess where that's gone? Nowhere. Mm-hmm. Congress has done nothing about the Russian interference in the last presidential election as we barrel toward the midterms. The Honest Ads Act is completely stalled and not going to be passed anytime soon that I know of.
Okay.
So yeah, here in Washington State, we do have a law that, because it was forward-thinking and written in a very smart way, applies now to mediums that didn't exist when it was written.
Yeah.
It applies to the digital space.
And those Russian ads got Eli Sanders interested in finding out how transparent we can make Facebook and Google, and he ended up in the local office of those companies. And now Washington State's Attorney General is suing Facebook and Google and says they are out of compliance with Seattle and Washington State's forward-thinking transparency laws when it comes to political ads. Eli Sanders, editor of The Stranger, thanks a lot for telling us the story. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Bob Ferguson's got a lot of lawsuits.
He does, but he seems to be able to juggle a lot all at once.
Indeed. Eli, thank you.
Thank you.
More of The Record coming up in a moment.